Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. So today I'm excited to have this conversation with you. We are going to be diving into a topic that hits home for so many of us. And that is redefining success to create a life of purpose, balance, and impact. But let's be real. How many of us are taught to chase success? And what does success even look like? Does it mean working harder, doing more, and constantly pushing ourselves? But somewhere along the way, that constant hustle starts to feel empty, exhausting, and even out of alignment with who we truly are. And that's what we'll be unpacking today. But first, let's start with this big question. What does success really mean to you? I know it's easy to get swept away and caught up into what the world tells us success should look like, whether it be titles, numbers, and all the external wins. But here's the truth. Success is personal. Real success is about building a life that reflects your deepest values and gives you a sense of fulfillment. And when I talk about fulfillment, I want to note here that it has such deep personal meaning with your core values and your beliefs in a way that when you wake up, you feel fulfilled. You don't feel empty. You don't feel that all of your work has gone on to just be this vapid, empty, just checking off the list. If that makes sense. But hear me out. So for me, because this is obviously something that I have been struggling with and had struggled with, and I'm just sharing a lot of the personal insights and takeaways that, you know, when you learn a lesson and you learn it once and then it shows up in another, like, and you're like, dang, there it is again. So for me, redefining success, I had to really let go. I had to let go of the constant need to be perfect, to perform, to produce, and start choosing instead to focus on what truly matters. So when I stopped chasing what I thought I should be doing and started leaning into more of what I wanted to be doing, everything changed. So I want to ask you today, what truly matters? That's the one question that I had asked myself. How can this huge step forward into finding your unique version of success bring about more freedom and fulfillment? I know I'm speaking to so many of us right now because, like I said, if I personally have been going through this, I know that I'm not alone. And that's really our core message in all of The Confident Woman, is that you are not alone. These stories, these conversations, these deep dives, these discussions, the community, to our podcast, to our newsletter, to everything that I'm hearing from so many of, not only just of The Confident Woman, but even women online are in similar niches and similar spaces. It's like we become a collective voice that we are just echoing. So like I said, I'm speaking for so many of us. And when I say that the constant hustle can feel overwhelming, man, is that real? Yes, we are ambitious, go-getting, purpose-driven women, and we want to set out to make that impact. But if we're not careful, that can lead us directly into burnout. So I want to talk here for a moment about balance. And balance isn't about giving equal time to everything. It's about giving the right amount of time to what truly matters. And this might seem counterproductive, but it really means setting boundaries and saying no to the things that drain you. It's about carving out that space for intentional rest and renewal. It means rethinking how you spend your time. It could be as simple as putting energy into what aligns with your purpose rather than just keeping up with the everyday things on your list, the gurus and guides that you're following online. Because if we're not careful, it could feel like we're getting lost in this noisy online space where we're told to do this, but not that. Do this to that point, but not too much. And, you know, when you get lost in this noise, you could feel like, okay, here are 7 ways to do this, but yet I'm only doing 5. So maybe I should do 2 more. And then here are three tips and strategies. And you're like, oh, snap, I'm doing like two of them. So I guess it's not enough. And I hope I'm trying to make my point here is that sometimes when we get lost in this noisy world, it could really reflect on the outcomes that we're trying to achieve, but it can reflect on our own personal strive for that greatness and for that meaning and fulfillment, what we deem could be worthy of success. So I caution you that because we can get so lost in this world, but also lost within. So one of the things that has really helped me is in setting this intentional motive for wanting to create a life that I absolutely love, one of balance and moderation, has really come from those years of getting lost in the fitness space. And when I say that, the one thing that helped me today is setting intentional no work times. And those I carve out throughout my week. I usually just take one full day, and it's not about opening my computer and doing the things, but it's about being present. It's about tapping into that creativity, that intuition, that guidance, that we can dedicate a day that we step away from work altogether. We unplug. We take time to deep dive into our thoughts, into prayer, into listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, to our own intuition and our guidance. But again, distancing yourself from the constant pressures and demands. So this, it gives me a chance to recharge, but it also gives me a whole new perspective. It allows me to show up fully in my relationships. And the number one relationship we have, reminder, is ourselves. And it allows me to connect with my faith and my purpose. So whatever that looks like for you, that is just hold that time and place sacred for you. So I want you to think about it. What boundaries or routines could you set up to protect your energy and keep you feeling balanced? Like I said, I named a few that worked for me. I'm asking this for you because I think this is a great way to bring into this conversation some ideas and narratives that we can really ask and answer for ourselves. So again, I don't know what you're thinking, but if you want to share, that's awesome. But one of the fastest ways that I lose my sense of success is by comparing myself to everyone else. And as much as we say, oh, we shouldn't do that and all that stuff, right? But if we're honest, we're humans. It happens. But the cautionary tale here is how quickly we can recourse and bring ourselves back to the present and say, okay, I don't want to go down that path because I know where that's going to head. So I'm going to keep my eyes on my own page and I'm going to stay in my lane and not worry about what the competition is doing because you are creating your own path, your own version, and your own lane that feels like more in alignment with everything that you have going on. And so it's easy, again, to look around and feel like we're just falling short. That's what competition and comparison will do for us. But if we're not mindful, again, we're going to start seeing these other people's wins through their highlight reels. And that's where, again, cautioning, if we don't put the blinders on, we will start questioning our own worth, our own progress, our own motive, our own vision, our own dream. And when we start getting caught up in that comparison trap, that is where I say all dreams, hopes, and desires go to die. Because we can't thrive in a place we haven't been. And if we start looking from the inside out on other people's highlight reels and versions of success, no wonder we'll feel like an imposter and unworthy of even pursuing those dreams that have been placed on your heart. So that's some of the things that I really want to caution you on that. But here's what I want you to know and to remember is that your journey is yours. It's unique. And stop comparing yourself to others. It only distracts you from building that life that aligns with who you truly are. So let's stop looking sideways and start looking within. When we focus on our path and our own values, we find that true confidence, and that's where real success begins. This journey toward creating a purposeful, balanced life isn't meant to be walked alone. One of the best decisions I made was to surround myself with people who understood my goals. They shared my values. They shared similar interests. They shared a similar vision. And throughout me sharing that, their encouragement kept me encouraged along the way. So that's something that's powerful when we have people in our corner who really get us. So if you're feeling isolated or like no one truly understands the path you're on, I encourage you to reach out, to seek out those connections, whether it's through friendships, mentorship, or online communities. Find people who support you and your growth. Because as confident women, we're better together, and having that support can make all the difference in helping you stay aligned and purposeful. So let's recap. Redefining success is about making it personal, balancing hustle with our health and well-being, and it's about letting go of comparison and building a supportive community. And remember, this journey is a process. It takes time and it takes intention. Just keep going, one foot in front of the other, day by day, little by little, step by step. So if you need community, if you need others, I encourage you to come into the Confident Woman community. It could just be a matter of you saying, hey, I'm new, this is what's going on. And we open the door for conversation. But if you're looking more for even one-on-one support, I encourage you to reach out to me. This is something that, again, has been so personal to me and has been my life's work and my mission, and working with individuals to help create that life and business and lifestyle that feels so aligned with who you are and who you are becoming. So this is your journey, and it's all about you deciding what success looks like. So true success isn't about doing it all or having it all. It is truly about having what matters most to you. So I want to thank you for just being here in this community, listening to today's podcast, allowing me to share bits and pieces of my journey with you. And if this episode spoke to you in any way, I encourage you to share it with a friend. And if this is something you want to have a deeper dive discussion and conversation about, I encourage you to reach out to me. So again, my goal here is to help build lives that reflect who you are, what you value, and what you're here to create. So until next time, remember, success is yours to define, and you have the power to create your own story. So thank you for joining me. Until next time, take care.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.